You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time is exactly 9 o'clock on this Monday morning, windy Monday morning in Chicago. Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Magyars,
good
Vice
morning.
President.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Chief of Staff of La University. I'm the pastor at St. Mary's in Evanston. How's your weekend, Wayne?
Good. That was good. It was nice to have a couple of days rest. I was telling Mary and David this morning that I ventured to the South Side, where my grandmother and some of my relatives grew up, where they're actually dismantling the old St. John of God Parish. It's quite a feat. If any of you you've probably heard us talk about it before on this program, but that parish, the facade is actually being dismantled and then being reassembled up in Antioch at St. Raphael the Archangel, and it's quite a puzzle. If you're in the jigsaw puzzles, go see it. It's amazing. There's a half a block of pieces with numbers and everything.
So the entire front facade is being transported up to St.
Yeah.
Raphael's in Antioch.
Yeah. Bell towers.
When
are
do they hope to
the
complete the project?
I don't know when that is, but perhaps that'll be a subject for a future show.
Eventually. And
eventually.
So now your mom and dad and grandparents were married to
St.
John of God?
Mother, father, a couple of aunts and uncles, a bunch of cousins. So it's parish has a long history.
Long history. And it, I know, closed down. And of course, we've got to talk a little sports. Cubs, White Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks. Bulls are doing great.
Yeah.
And then baseball still.
And the Cubs won a ball game. So
they won a ball game. And Sox are 2-1. And they lost two, and the Hawks are struggling just to make the playoffs. Right. So that's been your sports report here on.
Time to go.
Time to go.
Dave, thanks for being with us.
thanks for the program.
Thank you for having
us. Our phone number, 312-255-8408 here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Lent is a time of giving to your church, to your parish, to ministries that are involved in doing the work of God. This hour of radio will be devoted to two organizations that make life better for the poorest of the poor throughout the world. The Port Ministries of Chicago, serving the poor and the homeless on Chicago's South Side, will be featured during our first half hour. And in-studio guests are the Port Ministries Executive Director, Mary Armato, and Director of Operations, David Krug. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, Mary and David.
Oh, good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
I have to read the mission statement of Port Ministries. We, the Port Ministries family, inspired by St. Francis of Assisi and the Franciscan Charism, hear our call to live the gospel of Jesus Christ by full-hearted service to men, women, and children in need. Our goal is to evangelize through a listening heart and presence, and through meeting fundamental needs of the body, mind, and spirit. Our call to service is also a call through the Catholic Church to have a, quote, preferential option for the poor in our mission and in our lifestyle. We strive to find Jesus Christ and to serve Him in the distressing disguise of the poor. Beautiful mission statement.
Yes,
that
it is.
Is beautiful. And when was Port Ministries founded, Mary?
Port Ministries was founded in 1985. We're in our 26th year. It was founded by a Franciscan friar, Father Gus Milan, and it began as a one-room soup kitchen in 1985, and it is now expanded to a four-building campus with approximately six very active ministries serving the same people, serving and living among the poor.
Tell us about the area of Chicago that you primarily minister to.
Port Ministries is located in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago. The population is poor, the poorest of the poor. The area has not improved terribly over the life of Port Ministries, and Port has expanded to meet the needs as they arose and became apparent within the community.
Okay. And Jim, give us an idea of the types of things. I know you have a number of ways that you reach out to the needy and families, individuals in this community. But how does that happen?
How does that happen? Well, thank God by many, many volunteers throughout the Chicago Archdiocese that come to help us. We have our bread truck that goes out every evening at 6 o'clock, serving about 250 every night. We have specific stops we go to each night at a certain time, you know, in order to feed. The needs are great. The needs are great.
Have the needs become even more felt with the economy the last couple of years?
Yes. Going back 2.5 years ago, we were serving about 150 a night. We have gone up to as high as 350 in the last year.
And this is 7 days a week?
Actually, six. We take Sunday as a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us, it's always a challenge for a group such as yours where the need is so great in balancing the resources. And Mary, as the executive director, tell us some of the things that you look at in prioritizing the list of needs so that you know that the resources you have are really going as far as they possibly can.
Well, I think you would be surprised at the size of our annual budget. The joke being one of the early audits was this: there has to be a problem. I know that you're serving about 70,000 meals a year here, and yet you've...
What is your budget?
Enough. Is this our budget is relatively small. If you look at the 70,000 meals we serve a year, we spend no money on food. We have tremendous supporters, volunteers, companies, individuals who provide for our needs, financial and goods in kind. We have a clinic that's open 3 days a week. We have it's entirely run by volunteer physicians, nurses, receptionists. Our medications are all donated. It's really quite amazing.
So then you serve not only the meals 6 days a week, mm-hmm. but you have a clinic within Port Ministries where a mother or father can bring their sick child, and then you have volunteer doctors that will look over the sick individual?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So this goes way beyond just feeding the poor.
Oh, absolutely. As when I had mentioned earlier, as the needs arose and became apparent within the community, Port Ministries would strive to meet the needs. You know, there's a community living there on site and who are very involved in the neighborhood. They're, you know, in the parish and the local people. They see the needs and they strive to meet them, and God provides. It's quite a grace.
Dave, how does Port work? I would imagine the success of most community groups who serve such a needy population throughout Chicago not only rely on volunteers for financial donations and in-kind donations, but also the volunteer network and the work of other agencies within that area. Give us an idea of how Port keeps in touch with, affiliates with, associates with a lot of the other agencies within this area that you guys minister to in order to make sure that the needs are being fulfilled and no one's being forgotten about.
Well, we work very closely with the neighborhood food pantries. We work very close with the shelters in the area. Any type of organization. We have a supplemental education section, so we try not to duplicate something that another parish is doing, you know, or another organization is doing. We're constantly in touch with them. If we have an abundance of something, we share it with the neighboring ministries.
Mm-hmm. We're going to break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. Our time is exactly 9:09 on this Monday morning in Chicago. 312-255-8408. Our guests are Mary Armato and David Krug of Port Ministries. We'll be back in a moment, and do not touch that dial.
The Bank of America Chicago Marathon, taking place on Sunday, October 9th, is sold out, but Team Catholic Charities has post-close entries. By joining Team Catholic Charities, you'll be running to help our neighbors in need of food, clothing, and shelter, necessities for everyday survival. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon. We'll see you at the finish line.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM on a Monday morning in Chicago, talking about the Port Ministries of Chicago, serving the poor and homeless on Chicago's South Side. Mary Armato, who is the executive director, is our guest, and David Krug, who is the director of operations. And, you know, we've talked a little bit, scratched the surface, really, of a lot of the programs and initiatives that Port Ministry has in serving the population on the South Side of Chicago. And, you know, often, more often than not, when you look at the great needs that exist in a community like this, you bump into family and you bump into parents with young kids or single moms or single fathers, and the need in many cases can get exponentially greater because of the demands of time and priorities and putting family and work together. You have a program called the Mantle Family Center, which looks at the family structure and gives not only support in those various unique situations in food and shelter, but in other ways too. Let's talk about that, Mary.
The Mantle programs, it's sort of an umbrella program to encompass our families. In mornings, we offer adult education classes, which is ESL for our non-English speaking community members, and also GED preparation. While the parents are in classrooms, we take their children and provide for them a loving environment that also provides appropriate, age-appropriate, and developmentally appropriate activities and company. We sort of take the children in off of the coarseness of the street and the neighborhood, and also help support them and support the parents as they develop their language skills, their computer skills, and hopefully sort of break that cycle and are able to move on.
It's very interesting that regarding Port Ministries, you do a phenomenal job of providing food for the body. But say something, David, about the whole aspect of providing food for the soul, the spirituality of Port Ministries.
The most important part is the spirituality. We begin our day every day with Mass. Okay, all staff people take at least 1 hour a week in prayer. We encourage all the volunteers to spend time in prayer before they start their day. the best way to the heart of someone is by listening. You acquire that listening ability through prayer. So that basically is our focus. That's
so really,
a strong point.
To be a part of Port Ministries goes way beyond of getting onto the truck in an evening and providing these tremendously needed meals. And beside the clinic, it seems the real root and foundation of Port Ministries is rooted in a spirituality, in prayer, the whole St. Francis of Assisi way of life. So to be part of Port Ministries is, I get the impression you really encourage and expect prayer as part of that ministry. Am I correct, Dave?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. We also go to the elderly in the neighborhood with Eucharistic ministers, visiting the elderly, taking communion to those that are in need. We go to the local nursing home, have Mass once a week, and visit the elderly there also.
So in many ways, you have become, in a term, could I say, like a church.
Oh, absolutely.
In the sense of that you have Mass, you provide spiritual needs of the people going out into the community. And now, Mary, you have been the executive director for less than 1 year.
That's correct.
What has surprised you the most in your position?
How all-encompassing the port is. When you come down, it just sort of embraces you. It becomes family. It's incredible how it's church. I mean, the idea that it was a Franciscan outreach founded by Francis, and we always think of Francis, rebuild my church. I've come to understand that the port is living that charism, not in the physical sense of rebuilding the church, the building, but rebuilding the domestic church, the family. Really our support for the family and whatever else. And the port is family and everyone we serve. It's that's been probably the most surprising thing.
And in order for your ministry to work, that charism really has to carry through to your volunteer corps as well. They have to, you know, to Jim's point about the spirituality dimension, they have to get it to really get the full experience of what it means to be a part of the ministry of Port.
Well, on the one hand, yes. On the other hand, no, because there's a secondary mission of Port Ministries, and that is discipling the individuals. So in effect, we really evangelize in our silence, as Francis said again, to preach the gospel without using words. The vast numbers of volunteers that we bring into the port, if they weren't evangelized beforehand, they become evangelized by the poor.
We are talking with Mary Armato and David Krug from Port Ministries of Chicago, ministering to the south side of Chicago, and you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. It's 9:18 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Tour rooms of antique mechanical curiosities from Victrolas to steam engines at the magical San Filippo Estate Saturday, May 21st at Catholic Charities Hearts for Homeless Families fundraiser. The dazzling event benefits programs that help the homeless in Northwest Cook County. The ticket price of $175 per person includes an extensive tour, elegant dinner, and lively auction emceed by radio personality Gary Meyer. For more information, visit catholiccharities.net/hearts or call 847-376-2118.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
This Lenten season, join millions of Catholics throughout the U.S. in a 30-year tradition within the Catholic Church. Catholic Relief Service's Operation Rice Bowl program. Lent isn't just about giving something up, it's also about doing something positive. Operation Rice Bowl provides a way to embrace traditional themes of Lent through praying with others, fasting, and giving alms while learning about our global community. Celebrate the holy season of Lent by becoming a part of the Operation Rice Bowl community today. Visit www.crs.org to learn more.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on a Monday morning in Chicago, talking with Mary Armato and David Krug from the Port Ministries of Chicago and the wide variety of ways that you outreach to a very poor and needy on a number of dimensions community on the south side of Chicago in the back of the Yards neighborhood. And one of the many ways that Port Ministries really reaches out and goes into the community on the spiritual side of your mission is coming up this Holy Week with your Good Friday Stations of the Cross. David, tell us about it.
We've been doing that for probably 20 years, literally going to the streets and praying the rose or praying the Stations of the Cross. We try to go to sites where there has recently been a killing, a murder, any type of abuse, anything that we know that has happened without throughout the neighborhood. We focus on those sites in order to pray.
And what happens on Easter Sunday at Port Ministries?
Easter Sunday, we will start our day at 9 with Mass in our chapel and then prepare to serve a meal. 12 o'clock, we will serve a meal, an Easter meal to families.
About how many
families.
People will be there for the meal?
For the meal, probably 150.
And you have volunteers to do the setup, the serving, the takedown, right. The cleanup.
Right, and the preparation of the meal, totally. It's all donated.
And the Easter baskets.
And the Easter baskets.
Mary, there's always stories in ministries like this of individuals or families who have been served by a ministry like Port, who become the servers after a period of time, mm-hmm. where they actually become plugged into and engaged into your ministries. Do you have stories like that?
Oh, yes, we do. One of our staff, a woman who runs our ESL and our adult education classes, first came to the Port about 16 years ago as a student in one of our ESL classes. And as she came through and spoke English and got her citizenship and lives in the neighborhood and is active in the parish and volunteered with us for several years, and she is now on staff teaching the very class that she came into the Port for.
And they bring a dimension to the program that no one who has not been through that can, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And David, you've been involved with Port Ministries for many years. Can you share a story that really has touched your heart regarding an individual or a family?
I think the most moving story that I experienced myself, years ago we had a men's shelter through the winter months, and I was running that shelter. And I was very strict. You know, you had to be there at a certain time or you didn't get in, you know, unless you were coming for the first time. And there was a young man who repeatedly would come late every night. So after a few nights, I said, either you're on time or you do not get in. And so I turned him away a few times, and then he disappeared. And I prayed for him so much, I was afraid he died, you know. Anyway, about 2 years later, he showed up one day and said, because of you, I'm alive today. I have lost my drug habit. I have gone through program, and I now am a counselor. Total rehab on
that. Because of your toughness, where you said either you're on time or you're not coming in, and that one time you refused him, which I'm sure broke your heart. It was wintertime.
Very good.
That particular night, he comes back 2 years later to tell you, thanks to him, I'm alive today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here you thought he was dead.
I was afraid he had died, yes. After I had turned him away and he never showed up again, I thought, my God, this man has died in the park, you know. Searched papers, found nothing. But
what an incredible story. And now, in just a few minutes we have left, either David or Mary, give us a phone number, a web, that people can contact one of you or both of you to make a monetary donation, to see how they can get involved, to be part of your ministry as a volunteer. Mary?
Well, Port Ministries website is always a good place to start. www.theportministries.org.
Once again,
www.theportministries.org. You can donate online. Our phone number is 773-778-5955.
That number once again.
773-778-5955. Also, we love to have volunteers. We have accommodations for groups to volunteer. We do get a lot of confirmation volunteers, college groups, high school groups coming from all over the country who come and work with us and stay with us. So call and ask about volunteer opportunities, too. And, of course, donations are always very important. We are funded totally by grassroots. We receive no money from any government, federal agencies, no money from the Archdiocese, no money from any Catholic order or organization, solely grassroots, the donations of the individuals who support us, so we very much appreciate that. Think of us during Lent.
Give us an idea going forward on some of the potential program, new programs, new opportunities, new outreach initiatives that may be on the horizon for Port as you look at your community, the work you're doing now, and where some of the needs may be in the future.
Well, the one thing that we have sort of in the works right now is possibly using our bread truck an additional time a day or a week to try to provide a mobile farmers market within the community. We're finding within the clinic, we deal mostly with, you know, chronic illness, diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and the dietary aspect of healthcare is quite poor among the people we serve, so that we're starting some nutrition classes to try to introduce the people to better diet. And the problem then is access to good and inexpensive produce. So hopefully our bread truck can deliver fresh produce also during the week.
That's a great idea, because that has multiple far-reaching effects, not only in the work you do, but in the broader context of the area and the city and the state and the country, as we all know. It's really important.
You know, another story that I want to ask, David, because you've been there a long time, beside that gentleman who came back to you after 2 years out of the clear blue sky and said, "You saved my life," are there any other stories you have, maybe someone whose life was touched by Port Ministries 10, 15 years ago, that out of nowhere showed up a couple of years ago to say thank you, or has become part of your staff? You know, Mary gave a story too, but it's also person connected. And any other story that comes to your mind?
One of the stories is, again, another gentleman who stayed in the shelter through the winter months. And at the end of the season, we were an emergency warming center. We were only open from October 1st through March 31st. And through the summer months, we were not around, okay? One gentleman came, spent the entire winter with us, and was gone, of course. And he came back one day with a large donation of food and some money, stating, you know, again, through our help, which we weren't even aware we were doing, through our help, he got back on his feet. He had a job, and...
Well, that's a beautiful note to end on. I want to thank in a very special way Mary Armato, the Executive Director of Port Ministries, and David Krug, the Director of Operations of Port Ministries, for joining us here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majars. Mary and David, keep up the tremendous work you do. You're kind of like the unsung heroes, you know, working among the poor, and the Lord has touched your life, but in turn you are, as St. Francis said, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back with part two of Catholic Community of Faith.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Lent begins as ashes are applied in the shape of a cross to the foreheads of Catholics. We'll talk with Cardinal George about this solemn season. Do you want to see Michelangelo's famous Pietà without traveling to Rome? We'll show you how to experience the next best thing. And Chicago's Father Augustus Toten is a step closer to sainthood.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Catholic teens and young adults are preparing for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid, Spain. The Archdiocese is sponsoring an exciting and inspirational 9-day trip for this coming August.
World Youth Day is a week-long spiritual journey during which teens and young adults from around the world unite to share their faith.
The Archdiocese organized trip to Madrid will include daily mass, catechesis, festivals, walking tours, and all the events scheduled with the Holy Father Pope Benedict XVI.
That includes a welcoming ceremony, an evening candlelight vigil, and the closing mass. And for young people not going to Madrid, there's a wonderful World Youth Day celebration planned at Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines.
The regional event will bring together young Catholics from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. There will even be a giant TV hookup so you can pray along with the Pope during the closing mass in Madrid.
Go to the Archdiocese website, www.archchicago.org, and click on World Youth Day. You'll find information regarding travel to Madrid, our local festivities, and a link to the official World Youth Day website.
Plan now. Be part of this inspirational and memorable celebration of our faith.
World Youth Day 2011.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sachs, along with Wayne Majors, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. Second half of the program, we'll be dealing with the missionaries of the poor. We have with us in studio Anna Cava, Marianne Downing, and Olga Kalata. Anna from the parish of the Polish Jesuit Missions, Marianne from St. Ferdinand's, and Olga Kalata from Holy Trinity in Chicago. And welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome.
And
thank you.
Olga, I was baptized at Holy Trinity about less than 100 years ago at Milwaukee Division.
That must
there.
Be a really old parish.
It
huh?
is. It is very old. Oh, my gosh. It's a very old parish. But thank you for sharing that, Wayne. Uh-huh. The Missionaries of the Poor is an international monastic order of brothers dedicated to joyful service with Christ on the cross to serve the poorest of the poor. The order was started in 1981 by Father Richard Ho Lung, and has now grown to over 500 brothers around the world. We welcome lay volunteers to come and join us in our work and welcome all who join our spirituality and prayer life. So for Anna and Marianne and Olga, you're part of that lay ministry volunteer group. Mm-hmm. So Marianne, how did you get involved with the Missionaries of the Poor?
I happened to just call up the school about something with the school of St. Ferdinand's. And one of the missionaries was there and said, oh, can you help? And I was like, oh, sure, whatever. I didn't realize to what extent I was going to end up helping, but I guess God wanted me to do more. So
you called your parish, St. Ferdinand's, right, over on Belmont there, mm-hmm, and one of the missionaries of the poor happened to be in the rectory at the time?
They were either in the rectory. They were visiting to promote some of the concerts that they normally come into each city
And that's how you got involved, really, by accident. Well, with God, there is no accident.
Right. Yeah. No accident.
So. Anna, give us an idea of some of the work you do with Missionaries of the Poor.
We are trying to, right now, we are gathering some food and medical supplies for the missions. But also we're trying to help out, not only in Jamaica, but also one of our spiritual director, Father Brian, is in Kenya right now. So we're trying to collect some money also to send, because this is very, very, very poor mission there. And they're trying to establish, you know, for the
you know, maybe for our listeners to know this, mm-hmm. It says, for the Missionaries of the Poor, we have free missions around the globe. Our main home is in Kingston, Jamaica, where we maintain 6 mission homes. The brothers also serve the Lord with their acts of mercy in Jamaica, India, the Philippines, Haiti, Uganda, Kenya, United States, and Monroe, North Carolina. And a new mission in Indonesia is currently being established. And part of what you're doing right now, for listeners to know, is you are collecting food to ship to Jamaica for Missionaries of the Poor, mm-hmm. who care for the needy around the globe. But you hope to fill a 40-foot by 8-foot container that holds up to 20 pallets of food. And when do you hope to have this project completed?
April 10th.
Our deadline actually is April 15th. Mm-hmm. We already have a scheduled date for the container to come in on April 18th. So everything has to be ready on the pallets and, you know, wrapped up, ready for shipment by April 18th.
Olga, what's the biggest challenge in all of this? This is a tough economic time. Agencies that reach out to the poor in so many ways. I struggle for resources, struggle for support. How has it been going in this initiative for Jamaica?
Actually, it's going really well. We find a lot of people that are really generous. Me and my husband, we went to Jamaica and spent like Christmas Day, last Christmas there. So that was easier for us. After we saw everything, you know, to tell people. And now, actually, we have a really good experience with people gathering food. Me, Anya, and other people are going to places picking up the. So every week we have a full car of noodles, rice, and.
And Oakley, your story about you and your husband going to Jamaica, that added a face to the need. That
yes.
really personalized this experience for you. Is that, Marianne, is that one of the challenges potentially that we here in the United States face when in doing work like this is we talk about a need, we show pictures, we demonstrate that there is, in fact, great poverty halfway around the world. Mm-hmm. But until you go and experience and until you go and talk with people and experience them, you really don't bring that dimension that Olga just talked about, do you?
Mm. No. Well, I have not been to Jamaica. Olga and Anya has been.
Yeah.
But to me, anyone that is suffering, or especially children, I see Christ in them. So to me, I mean, maybe someday, you know, God will bring me to Jamaica. But the thing with Jamaica and some of the places that they are helping is that there are no services like there are here in America.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's a soup kitchen, it's because the Missionaries of the Poor started one. If there's a shelter, it's because they started it. And the people are literally just tossed outside like trash. And
they On their own.
On their own. And the Missionaries of the Poor come with their vans and their buses, and they pick them up and bring them to their home, to their missions. So it's not like here in America where there's a shelter to go to or a soup kitchen to go to or a food pantry to get food. It is not like here. They don't have the services, and that is why I think a lot of times people are so generous, because they know we are, though many of us might have little, we are extremely rich compared to any of these people.
Anna, tell us about your experience in Jamaica.
Yes, the first time I went there was in November of 2008. The one thing that really struck me is, first of all, great poverty that you experience, and you see it, that I have never encountered in this country. Also, seeing this, it's like a great contrast to also, because there are also very rich people, so that it is the great contrast.
Yeah.
To experience that, and also the joy that the brothers have. You know, they go to the centers, they work very, very hard. You know, they bathing, they clothing disabled men, women, children. This is very, very hard work, and yet after they're coming back and they're so joyful, and they can share the joy with anybody. For me, it was very difficult, especially going to children's home and seeing so many disabilities. And it, as I said, it was very touching experience. And I initially it was difficult, but after I spoke with the brothers and I asked them, you know, how can you do this work? They told me, well, because we see the Christ in them.
Yeah,
and that's how they do it. And that this is actually the first thing that brothers told me. You know, when we went to Bethlehem home, the brother said, you know, go and see the Christ in those people. And I truly experienced that. And this was the moment that I really wanted to...
Great story. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more when we come back. Anna Kava is our guest, along with Marianne Downing and Olga Kalata. We're talking about the missionaries of the poor, and you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Welcome back, 9:43 in the morning. Anna Kava, Marianne Downing, and Olga Kalata are our guests. We're talking about the missionaries of the poor, who do such wonderful work for various mission locations around the world, actually, including here. And Marianne, we were talking during the break that it's often organizations like yours who do such terrific work, be that as it may, are sometimes open to criticism that, well, sure, there's great need in Jamaica, or there's great need in Indonesia, or there's great need in Africa, but there's even greater need here, right in our own mm-hmm. backyard. How do you respond to that?
Well, I personally always think charity begins at home. to always be kind to, you know, the ones that are in your home, in your neighborhood. But a lot of times, a lot of things that are donated, warm weather clothing, certain kinds of toys, they don't have use for them or they cannot use them because that is a, in Jamaica, it's a very warm country. A lot of the missions are in warm areas. So those items are donated. And I've gone with truckloads to the women's centers of Chicago. Tomorrow I'm going to be donating tons of toys to a center for immigrant children that are coming in where the children are there when they are facing immigration or deportation problems with their parents and they need a teddy bear or whatever. So when people do help Friends of the Poor as far as with items or clothing or that kind of thing, we do help the neighbors. We do help those here in our own parishes.
Now, Marianne, is this a full-time job with you for the Missionaries of the Poor?
It's become one.
So it really, and so are you part of a paid staff or is this
no.
volunteer?
No.
But it's like it's a full-time
yes, very much
volunteer
so.
Ministry.
Yeah.
Now,
at night I'm helping my mom, and during the day I'm picking up donations. I'm packing canned
goods. You're on the radio here with us.
Whatever God wants me to do, I'll do for him.
Now, either for Olga or for Anna, tell us more about what's happening over at the collecting of this 40-foot by 8-foot by 8-foot container that holds up to 20 pallets of food. That's going to be, the center for this is over at St. Ferdinand's. Am I correct?
Yes.
And there is still room for people to donate.
Absolutely. Yes. Always.
And the thing is, what has been your involvement? Are you actually there at the center collecting the food and putting the pallets together?
Yes. Actually, we always looking for volunteers who could also help out. So if anybody would like to, please contact us. We're going to give the phone numbers.
Give the phone number right now.
Okay, my number, it's 773-592-6138.
That number once again.
773-592-6138.
Now, you also have a musical ministry dimension to your work, and tell us about that, either Olga or Marianne.
Well, what I find incredibly different about the Missionaries of the Poor is that they do not elicit donations; they evangelize through their music. Father Ho Long has written lots of different songs initially for the young people in Jamaica to go to Mass. He couldn't get the young people to go to Mass, as we also have this difficulty here, and he started writing these beautiful songs that God obviously enlightened him to do because they are so catchy and joyful. And he started writing the songs, then he started writing more songs, and now different people from Jamaica oftentimes will come to a parish before we have a drive, and our next one is in August. Mm-hmm. And they'll perform concerts, all they're in Jamaican garb and Caribbean music, and it's all religiously or spiritual based. Oftentimes the singers are not all Catholic, but they're so motivated out of Father Ho Long's mission and helping their own people that they come for a weekend to whatever city. They've been here to Chicago, two, three times?
Yes.
They've been to New York. They've been to London. They've been to the Philippines?
Yes, this is the first year that they went away, going to Philippines, and they had concerts
in London?
In London and Germany as well.
If I can add something, I'm teaching religion in Polish school, and through this music, you can really open heart young people. This is not boring, it's really lively. And wherever we go, we bring this music, we bring this good news, and people are very generous to help us out.
You touch on a critical point, because in order for any of these ministries and mission work to happen, you've got to be able to connect, and you've got to be able to connect at all various different age groups through different media vehicles, and that's really key to not only the good work you do, but a lot of other groups as well. Anna Kava, Marianne Downing, and Olga Kalata are our guests. We're talking about the Missionaries of the Poor. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
Pope John Paul II is on the fast track to sainthood. One of the major steps is beatification. Now, on May 1st of this year, you can attend the beatification ceremony of Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square. A wonderful pilgrimage to Rome, sponsored by the Catholic New World, is being planned at a very reasonable cost. The trip includes the beatification ceremony, a private mass with Cardinal Francis George, and lots of sightseeing, including visits to the Vatican Museum and the Sistine Chapel. Go to the Archdiocesan website at www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome for all the details. That's www.archchicago.org and click on Pilgrimage to Rome. It's your chance to experience Rome while celebrating the beatification of Pope John Paul II with Catholics from around the world.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, "You know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in?" And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, "Is this something you can do?" And I looked at her and says, "You're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head."
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and Wayne Magyars had a leave at the break. He has a very important meeting at Lakeshore campus of Loyola University, Chicago. So, Wayne, if you're somewhere in the car right now, did a great job as usual. And Wayne, we miss you. The engineer misses you, and I miss you. So have a great day there, Wayne. We're talking with Anna Cava, Marianne Downing, and Olga Collada, all members of the Friends of the Poor, of the Missionaries of the Poor, and they have a huge event coming up, like right now, collecting, as I mentioned, hope to fill 20 pallets of food. Anna, what are the items that people can bring to St. Ferdinand's? When can they bring it, exactly where, and what are you looking for?
Yes. We always need food supplies, and those would be rice, baby cereal. Please, 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 baby cereal, because they just open a center for women and children, and this is desperately needed. So rice, again, baby cereal, beans, any canned food, peanut butter, pasta, sugar, flour, cooking oil.
Now, what are some of the items that are brought that you do not need? What sometimes people bring, you say, "Oh, we really don't need that."
Anything that would perish.
So okay, anything perishable, do not bring. But you really are focusing on rice and baby food, baby cereal.
Yes. And canned food.
And canned food. And again, they are to bring it to St. Ferdinand's Parish, which is over on Belmont and Austin.
Yes.
And when can they bring it? Any time of day or night? How does this work?
They can bring on Wednesday from 6 to 7
p.m.,
Saturday 9 to 11 a.m., and then before and after each Mass. So Saturday Mass is at 5, mm-hmm. right, at 5, and then Sunday there are 8 Masses, so practically most of the day.
Most of the day, and the thing is, where are they to bring it at St. Ferdinand's, because that's a huge complex over there?
Yes. On Saturday and Sunday to the church, we have a basket right in front of the church. Inside
the
church.
Right in the vestibule.
Yes, in the vestibule. We pick them up and bring them to the convent. Sisters were so kind to give us a room that we can store it.
And then you hope to have this huge hopefully 20 pallets to leave Chicago on April 18th.
That's correct.
And so today happens to be April 4th. So people have then this Wednesday, this weekend, and that also would go for like next Wednesday?
Yes. April 15th is the deadline.
Is the deadline.
Yes.
And you're about what, about halfway there right now?
Yes.
Almost.
Which is amazing. Do we get a lot of, does a lot of the food come to you from the community of St. Ferdinand's and the surrounding area, or people dropping this off from all over the area?
All over.
If I may add, if there is any person who would like to donate, but they have no ways to get to the church, we would gladly go and pick it up.
And again, give us a number where they could call you like later today
to
make a time for their food to be picked up.
I will, maybe I can, my number is 773-592-6138.
Your number one more time, Anna.
773-592-6138. If I may add, we were just talking about food, but there are also supplies needed, like diapers, any kind, any sizes, any amount, adults and children.
Okay.
Also, like pain relievers, anti-inflammatory medications, and like hygiene supplies, soap, shampoo, toilet paper. Things like that.
All that can be collected also.
Yes.
I want to thank
in
a very special way Anna Cava, Marianne Downing, and Olga Colada, who are friends of the poor, working with the missionaries of the poor to collect this food for St. Ferdinand's. We'll be leaving here April 18th. And before we close, we're going to close the program a little bit early. We're going to listen to a cut from a CD that is for sale. And this is Father Richard Hung Long. And the CDs are part of his missionary work in terms of promoting the Word of God through song. So I want to thank in a very special way, and also thank you very much to our producer, Jim Dish, our engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. Both for Jim and Brian did an excellent job. To our listeners, thank you. So sit back and relax the last few minutes in a CD produced from the Missionaries of the Poor. God bless and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
God bless you.
My sweet Jesus, my beloved Lord, who leadeth me, I will serve you. My sweet Jesus, to thee end, I will serve. Jesus, my beloved Lord, who leadeth me, I will serve you, my sweet Jesus, to the end. I give praise to you, praise to you, praise to you, Lord my God. Honor you, worship you, honor you, sing to you. Die for you, live for you, die for you, Lord my God. Oh, I may never see stars, nor the moon, nor the sun again. Though I know that I'll die and I'll never see friends again. Though I know that my blood will be poured and I'll pass from this life, I will serve you to the end.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
I will serve you, my sweet Jesus, my beloved.